So this is my dad's bunker, and I was just thinking, like, I stole the keys. So I was like, if any of us ever gets, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something, like, I don't mind sharing the bunker, like, because, I mean, it'd be nice to have cars and stuff, but, like, this is a bed, you know, and, like, supplies for days, so you could stay down there. You can stay down there for days with this new girlfriend. Because I assume it's going to be a bright flame. You know, at the start?
Yeah. No, flames always burn brightest, you know, early on in a relationship. Like, so I've heard.
Yeah, much like a nuclear would, you know, a blast.
Yeah.
So you could have a blast in the bunker.
In the bunker? What sort of supplies are there, though?
Oh, he is like crawfish.
Oh, crawfish? Crawfish is my favorite.
Yeah, and it goes off pretty quickly.
Oh, it's not preserved? No. How often does he restock this bunker?
He's down there every 12 hours.
Well, I think your dad coming down might ruin the mood a wee bit, though.
No, he said he's fine with it. He's like, I won't look. I know in my way in the dark, he says. He knows his way in the dark, so he won't turn on the lights.
I don't know, I still feel like we'll hear him bumping into stuff.
Well, I trust that he does. Like, ever since, you know, he lost Ma, he's like, well, if you have love, you should keep it.
Is that why he started the bunker?
That's why he started the bunker.
Yeah.
But the crawfish has been a nice distraction for him, I think.
Does he catch the crawfish?
No, I don't know where he gets it from. I don't think they're native to here, so...
I don't know. There's a smell, though.
Ah, there is a smell. I agree. And I tried to get it out. I have so many of those, like, new car scents and stuff. Or
yeah, no, they're over... I feel like your dad would be bumping into those, too. You're hung them all over the roof.
Yeah. Oh, maybe this wasn't the great idea I had.
No, I think I'll ask her to just go to the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or borrow your dad's car or something.
We could go to my dad's bunker.
Is there someone in here?
Oh, da! Hey, yeah, I'm just...
Jamie?
I'm just so... Derek, the bunker, because he's probably like more likely to get a girlfriend or boyfriend before me, you know?
Oh, no, don't say that, son. Just because you haven't got a role model for a good relationship doesn't mean you can't get a good relationship.
That's true, Dad, that's true. Is that another big bag of crawfish?
Yeah, just restocking on crawfish and milk and yogurt here.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
So you mean you didn't turn it off? You've left the hob on the entire night? Please, you step out of the house. That's dangerous. The house is probably completely filled.
I feel completely fine.
This is an emergency situation now. I'm going to need you to step out.
If you don't have any sort of one of those warrant things, then I'm not letting you in.
No, I'm not.
Go back to a police officer.
I'm not.
I know you're not an officer. I see you're just from the gas company. I appreciate your concerns, but I feel fine.
Sir, your housemates have reported the gas leak.
My housemates are all sleeping.
I need to phone the emergency services.
Look at them. You can see them in the window. They're all sleeping on the floor. They had a big party last night. They're fine.
Are there any electronics on in the house?
Probably four. Like, what type of electronics?
Sir, can I...
There's a remote control car flittering about upstairs. I can hear it.
Sir, can I... Please hand me the lighter. Please, please do not smoke right now. You do not need...
I wish I could smoke. I was going to smoke, but then I didn't have any cigarettes. Probably why I had the hob on in the first place.
Okay, sir...
You like the lighter?
Yes, please hand
me
the lighter.
I got it from the Sherlock Holmes Museum.
Please lift your hand. Do not put your thumb on the flint, sir.
See, but it's a real flint.
I don't doubt it.
All right, well, you're missing out.
Okay, I'm going to go... Just phone the emergency services here.
You do what you want, but if they don't have a warrant, they're not coming in here.
I don't think you're gonna have a choice here. There's three
bodies
in your.
I'll bar this door. You, I've been Good.
Congratulations on your promotion to senior civil servant. One of the perks of the job is that you get this card that allows you access to the nuclear bunker in case of an emergency. The card also allows you to bring one spouse and up to two children. Do you have any questions regarding this?
Should I be concerned?
About the bunker?
No, about the chances of nuclear war.
No more so than any other deathly threat to our town.
Okay.
It is probably beyond local politics, but it's good to be prepared.
Is this the one bunker for everyone, or do we all, does each senior civil servant and up to one spouse and up to two children have their own bunker?
It is one bunker for all senior civil servants.
Ah, so that's why it's up to four people minimum.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
We are hoping that not everyone will bring all four.
I have a question, because I have six.
Six questions? Go ahead.
No, I have one spouse and four children. I have six.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, but now I'm wondering what to do.
Okay. Okay, we get this question a lot. So you can leave your spouse behind and bring an extra child.
Okay. But that doesn't seem fair. Because a child, all my children are half the size of, well, I guess they won't be forever, but currently
exactly.
They're half
and
the size.
We'll be in a bunker for a long time.
No, but if I can leave behind one full adult, can I bring two half children?
It's very noble, and yes, you can sacrifice yourself and your wife, and then your four children can go to the bunker.
Okay, so that's nice to know. But does one of my children have to be a senior civil servant to get in, or will they be okay with
If they become a senior civil servant, they will get their own card, and they will be allowed one spouse and up to two children.
Right. And in that situation, are grandparents...
Are they a spouse or a child?
I guess
it's not a transfer. I don't know. Are your grandparents senior civil servants?
One retired.
No luck. You have to be active. We tell all retirees that if you want to build your own bunker, we will provide you with information.
Okay.
Very few take us up on the offer.
Do you have many children or spouses?
Oh, I've got one spouse and two children, but I'm not a senior civil servant.
Oh, is it safe that you know about it, that you're handing out passes?
Oh, yes, yes. No, it's a bunker full of senior civil servants. I'd rather die. No offense to you, but I get that.
That's going to be a tough...
And like, if I get a bonus, I'll build my own bunker.
Is that an option? Can I build my own bunker?
You're free to build your own bunker.
And you'll provide me
just
with information?
Just as any citizen is free to build your own bunker. We live in a great town with lots of soil that will give away the slightest provocation. Building a bunker has never been easier.
Okay, so I know a lot of the senior civil servants are divorced... Or estranged from children? Could I take some of the slots of
them? Epidemic in this town.
Could I take some of the slots of them for my least favorite children? I don't want to have to rank them, but in this situation, I've already ranked them in my head. I know who I'm taking immediately. And I know it was a judgment call. I had to make it quick there.
Well,
I didn't like myself.
You don't have to make it quick because we're not currently in a crisis.
But it happened.
It happened
so quickly that
of
I...
Of course.
Like, it wasn't even... It was subconsciously. I knew right away. I knew the two that were taking.
I get that.
And I knew the two that were being left behind.
But it's non-transferable.
It's non-transferable. So if Dave...
We've had too many civil servants trying to sell their slots.
Should I tell my children right now who's getting in so that they know to prepare?
I mean...
Because it's the two youngest ones. I'm not bringing the two youngest ones.
It would make things easier at the door. I won't be at the door. So I don't really care one way or the other.
Oh, I don't think I would bring them to the door and then... and slowly watch it close.
Now,
I think one popular method
is that you tell your two children the real bunker location and your two least favorite children a fake bunker location.
But what if my spouse...
Now, what I will say, in the case of a false alert, as happened in 2012, it makes things very awkward.
Was that what was responsible for most of the senior civil servants now being divorcees?
It was certainly a factor.
That makes sense.
Well, maybe not the divorcee thing, but
or
being
estranged from
your
children. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the children they picked aren't any closer.
to their parents. Yeah, I guess they probably don't appreciate what happened to their siblings.
Yeah.
Wow. Got a lot of decisions to make. I didn't mean to make a snap judgment, but it went into my head subconsciously. It was the two oldest. I like them better.
No, I understand. I understand.
The young ones, I think, can fend for themselves. They're cute enough that a radioactive family might still take them in.
Nuclear family.
Yeah.
Just some gallows humor there.
Yeah. No, that's nice. That's nice.
So, any more questions on this?
No. Should I start my job?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose. I mean, yeah.
Or should I let my family know? You know what? I'll say there's a bunker. That's all I'll say.
Do you ask them to keep it on the down low?
Do you think I'm a bad person?
Prior or after this conversation?
After this conversation. Did you think I was... No, I need both now, actually. Now I'm curious.
You got this job by suggesting ways to cut welfare, so that sort of...
And yet, I don't get any extra passes. I save this town so much money.
Yeah. But after... I get you. I can relate. You're very relatable now to me.
I realized why I picked the two oldest ones. The two youngest ones already hate me because I closed down their school. The two oldest ones are already out of school.
Ah. Well, I suppose the two youngest ones are now, too.
Yeah, they...
You laugh at my jokes. I like that.
I would join you in your bunker.
You're not welcome, but you seem like someone I could have a beer with.
What about two children? Would you take two children?
I am taking two children.
Okay, so it's just going to be you and your family? You don't need a friend in your bunker? I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of...
Well, it's a hypothetical bunker, and you got to start small.
Okay.
I don't have a big civil service bunker.
Okay, yeah. It just sounds
it's just
like
a
you've
modest
got plans.
Bunker. I'm hoping the radiation will pass within the year.
Oh, it'll be torturous. Don't you need another family to enjoy life with for a year?
Sounds like you're planning an affair already.
I wasn't suggesting swinging. After a year, who knows? But, like, not right off the bat.
You have someone in mind?
Between our families?
No, I fought between other senior civil servants.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't want that. There's a lot of sad divorced men. Okay, I'll just go to work.
No, that's all right.
I've had a lot to think about, though. You never answered my question. Am I a bad person?
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, if you want to catch a beer after work, I'm around.
But just not for a bunker beer. I get it. No, I get
it.
Hey, no, you got to draw a line somewhere. Maybe someday we could be friends well enough. I might just build my own bunker. Do I have to be retired to get the plans?
You want your plans? It's a PDF. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, then I can make a decision. I think I'll still keep the same child limit, though, in my bunker. They really hate me.
I mean, I can relate to that, too.
So you're taking two children that hate you?
No, I hate you. I just think you're good conversation.
Oh, thank you very much. I could go for a beer, yeah.
Well, it's 10 a.m., but I meant after lunch.
It's 10 a.m. somewhere, isn't it?
I meant after. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll meet you at the bar.
Yes, emergency services.
Hello.
What's the nature of your emergency?
Yes, it's... Eddie from Harry's Heating here, and I'm just visiting a...
That means nothing to me.
I'm a local gas company, and some clients called the emergency number, and we've come out
What's
to...
What's the nature of your emergency?
There's been a gas leak, and I think there are three people unconscious.
Oh, thank you. I'll call a qualified gas technician now.
I am a qualified gas technician. I think we're past that point.
Okay, what's the concern?
I need an ambulance.
Have you injured yourself?
No, I haven't injured myself. There are three... at least unconscious people, and another man standing in a house that has a gas leak.
Well, can you not simply ask him to turn it off?
I've asked him to come out of the house, and he won't respond. I also need police. I think I need police as well.
Okay, we can get an ambulance to you in the next 10 minutes, but it'll take us 4 to 6 hours for the warrant.
What?
For the warrant? It sounds like he will not allow you egress into the building.
Yeah, but there are people's lives at danger here. You need a warrant.
Well, we won't save anyone against their will.
Well, they're unconscious.
So we don't know their will. The one unconscious person is not allowing you in.
Hang on, I'll call you back. I need to go and chat to this guy again.
It may be a different operator. You will have to go through it again.
Can you stay on the line?
Absolutely not. We are very busy.
Fine, I'll take my chances.
Okay, well, if you could stay on the line for a brief customer survey, that would be appreciated.
The people
Thank
are
you.
About to die.
please rate the quality of your call by stating a number between 1 and 10.
1.
Please state a number between 1 and 10.
1. 1. 1.
I heard.
1.
Yes. Yes, I said 1.
Is that correct?
Yes. 1.
I heard.
Yes.
That is not a number between 1 and 10.
1. People are dying. Hurry up. 1.
Please only state one word at a time. It makes us easier to understand you.
1.
Please stay on the line for a customer satisfaction survey about the quality of this review service.
This is terrible customer service. Oh my God.
Joseph! You won't find me.
Joseph?
I'm too far away for you to catch me now.
This has gone far enough, darling. It's hide and seek. It's not evade your parents until dawn.
Dawn has come. And dawn will come again. But you will never catch me. I will grow into a man on these... these Freedom Hills.
Ah, you told me where you are, Joseph. You're on the Freedom Hills.
Misdirection.
Oh, God.
Please don't come to the hills.
Come now, Joseph. There's no time for silly games.
Uncle Grosh, you're there as well?
Yes. Your mother brought me in. She couldn't get you. She said I had to come in.
That's why I'm leaving. You're so clearly having an affair.
What? You're having an affair?
I didn't realize Papa was there.
Well, thanks a lot, Joseph. You've really put that pickle in it.
What do you mean, Uncle Grosh? You're the one adultering. I'm 12. I'm not supposed... This is... Do you know this is... This is transactional... I've forgotten the name. I was reading it in a psychology book.
Analysis?
Yes, I think so. Thank you, Papa. You always were so tender and sweet.
Who are you suggesting Uncle Grosh is having an affair with, darling?
You, mother.
Think about the ramifications of what you're saying.
Think of the ramifications? You should have thought about the ramifications before you went toe-to-toe with Smelly Grosh there.
When I was ramming her vacation.
No!
Yes.
I'm only a child, only a boy. Only a boy swiftly becoming a man.
There is a reason why you have been named after a famous yet slightly unpleasant beer, Uncle Grosh. It's my surname. It's my surname too. We're brothers.
It's also my surname.
Your surname because we're married, darling.
We're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be a family. But I've had to run away. I live in a set with some badgers. And every night they bite my toes.
Nibble, darling.
No.
They nibble.
No, I'm down to 3. And I can't count anymore because I relied on those toes. I'm forgetting math. I'm forgetting my literacy. I'm forgetting... forgetting how to be a person.
You deserve it for all your bad things. God.
That's badger for fuck you, Uncle Grosh.
Yeah, hello. How did you find the automated review service? On a scale of very dissatisfactory to very satisfactory.
Is this a person?
Well, one? Yeah.
Very dissatisfactory.
Very dissatisfactory. Okay, great. How was the audio recognition?
It didn't...
On a scale of very dissatisfactory to very satisfactory.
Sorry, on a scale of very satisfactory to...
Very dissatisfactory to very satisfactory.
What was that again? What was the...
How was the quality of the audio recognition?
The audio... No, it didn't...
I'm going to mark yours as very dissatisfactory.
Oh, my God. I said 1 clearly,
okay.
Like, at least 5 times.
I heard...
1.
Oh, what? The voice is still on? Was that a person?
Is this correct?
No, that's automated. They're trying to outsource my work. Okay, I don't know. Is the 1 the bottom or the top of the scale?
Look,
We gave you a scale.
On a scale of 1 to 10, please rate...
1.
...how satisfied you were with the service.
Very dissatisfactory, dissatisfactory...
Dissatisfactory.
Satisfactory, or very satisfactory.
Look, actually, I don't... I think that that guy's passed out now as well. So there are four people unconscious. So I think I can go in now.
Which guy are you referring to? You're confusing me, sir.
I heard.
Or four.
Is that correct?
Sorry. This is. I was reporting an emergency, but there's no emergency anymore. They're all dead, and I'm fed up.
Is this due to the duration of the response or the quality of the response?
Well, it's a bit of column A and a bit of column B. Like.
Okay. This is hard to fill out my survey, but continue.
Well, I wasn't really given a great response from the initial person that I was speaking with. They sort of dismissed my...
So they did not send out emergency services?
Well, as far as... Well, there's no emergency services here.
Has it been 5 to 10 minutes?
Well, it probably has been at this point.
I mean, our record's showing that the warrant's still pending, so...
You said it would be 2 days for a warrant.
Well, the record's say 4 to 6 hours. Don't know where you're getting two days from.
I'm rounding up.
I'm going to have to mark down as... You've rounded up to 2 days.
Hang on, am I being assessed right now?
I'm going to be honest, I'm going to just have to mark as... Disgruntled customer, which will likely disqualify the survey anyway.
What does that mean? I'm going to be a disgruntled customer in the eyes of the emergency services?
Well, that's above my pay grade, to be quite honest. I just mark it down and look, maybe next time you dial 999, no one answers. I don't know. I don't think they blacklist people.
Breaker, breaker. We're entering the midnight hour. I'm about to get snuggled up into my camp bed.
Breaker, breaker. You got your pot noodle?
Breaker, breaker.
Roger, breaker, breaker.
How did you know I got the pot noodle?
I was told when I got this job that I needed to have a pot noodle ready at every turn. Is that not true? Over.
Breaker, breaker. We are now promoting some more healthy options for truckers.
Breaker, breaker. I'm not going to go for this. No, no. I've got 15 pot noodles. I bought them in bulk. I can't back away from that commitment now at the minute.
Breaker, breaker. I've just got to say, at any time in life, 15 pot noodles is excessive.
I'm not going to have my name slandered over the radio, over the breaker.
Human resources coming in. Pot noodle man is going to fast become a menace that we cannot deal with.
Breaker, breaker, I'd like to make sure that my moniker is not going to become Pot Noodle Man.
Breaker, breaker, can we take Pot Noodle Boy off the channel?
Coming in for 420 Pot Noodle King. Come in, trucker, call 420 Pot Noodle King. Are you there, buddy? Are you there, 10-4, good buddy?
I'm here, buddy.
There he is, my chicken and mushroom pal.
Old green. Oh, I love the green. Love
yeah,
the green.
Buddy, yeah, buddy, I know buddy. You will.
You've really called a really inopportune moment, and
no,
I really...
this is 8 p.m. This is Pot Noodle Central time.
Breaker, breaker, human resources remains on this call, which is being monitored.
Have you got that new box, boy? You've been monitored. I told you to take that out of your goddamn trap. This is for pot noodle and pot noodle-based interactions.
Breaker, breaker, are you guys there? I just woke up from a nightmare.
Breaker, breaker, your human resources department is here.
Yeah, I had a nightmare. The hot man was there again. I don't like it when he's in my cab. Is it anyone else's cab? Breaker, breaker.
Your health and well-being are important to us.
What is that going to do with my nightmare?
That'll be those noodle nightmares.
Ooh.
We all get them, kid.
Breaker, breaker. Human resources are now dealing with two emergencies at the same time. Nightmare person, do feel free to email me at hr@breakerbreaker.com between 9 and 5, where I will be able to deal with your outburst and send you the correct way.
Hat Man 5000.
No!
Are you there, boy?
I'm here!
You have such delicious sweet dreams.
No, you can't come to me in real life. That's so fair.
You wake up with my hat.
I don't want to. Don't let me. Guys, come on. Breaker, help a guy out. I don't like it.
Breaker, I can only advise that you get some chicken and noodle, because that's the only thing that gets me over at the end of that.
Yeah, the only way through those hot noodly dreams is to just get right double down on that potent noodly goodness.
Personally, I prefer soup and noodle, but, you know, each to their own, and I don't know if it's the noodles that has caused this. I think it might have been an overdose of the Benadryl.
Breaker, I hate to use my cross voice, but I'm really being pushed to the line by all of you. I will be investigating the link between pot noodle and hat men.
Breaker, this is Hat Man to Human Resources. I would like to report a stolen hat and require return of it immediately.
I didn't want it! You put it on my head! I don't like the hat. It's so bad. I would have chosen like a baseball cap or like a fedora, you know?
Breaker, that's very expensive steampunk memorabilia. I require return of it immediately.
Ola, you... I would have thought that you would just go to your hat's kind of calm, but... You're intrigued by the price of the hat that you've bestowed on me, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want it. But you want it back? Because it's expensive? I don't want it. You didn't see it back. You shouldn't give me your best hat.
Breaker, this is Hat Man to Human Resources.
No!
Human Resources to Human Resources. Tuesday, 01:39 a.m. Dear Human Resources Representative, this will be my 4 weeks' notice. I look forward to working for you for the next 4 weeks, from which point I will be taking another course of life choice. Human Resources, out.
Dear Human Resources, thank you for contacting Human Resources. We appreciate your call, but please contact us between the hours of 9 a.m. and the hours of 5 p.m.
You see what it's like! You know what it's like, Noi! It's not fair when you have to pinpoint times the people are working, and maybe you just have a nightmare outside of this company hours. I just want to be comforted, you know?
Breaker, this is Hatman to Human Resources. I would like to request that all nightmare chats...
No!
Be banned from radio communications.
Breaker, being on my 4 week period of notice, I feel the overwhelming urge to tell you all to go fuck yourselves.
Hello, this is HR. We would like to disregard that last segment from our HR standards.
Breaker.
Excuse me, I am breaking right now. I would like to say, in response to Breaker, HR, form 451. She does not speak for us anymore. Please contact us between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. for swift response. Over and out.
Hello?
Four. I said four.
A number between one. And 10.
Why can't y'all stop me?
I heard.
Why can't y'all stop me?
I said 4.
4 what, sir?
I'm on the phone.
Is that correct?
4, no. Yes, 4 is correct.
On a scale of 1 to 10, please.
4.
I satisfied.
It was
you,
a 4 I'm satisfied. Oh, goodness gracious.
Sir, I'm going to leave now. I suggest you get out of the house. The emergency services are coming.
Oh, they could come.
All right.
Back to Dumbracken is produced and edited by me, Conleth McVeigh. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Eddie Goodwin, Kieran Sands, Aidan Kelly, Niall McKenna, Phil Greaves, Min Witz, James Geddes, Kit Reese, and Andrew Robinson. The opening and closing credits were created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. The live show is nearly finished being edited and will be up soon. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.